They don't want to love Krishna. These impersonalists, they are in the group of Kala, the demoniac persons. So they are from Kalamandali. They are from the group of the demoniac persons, actually. Because the Lord does not have a form. And they become a sadhu. And they are running a temple and mat society of Kala. Devotees are those, gentlemen are those who accept the form of the Lord in their heart. How do the devotees cross this ocean of material nascence? Tvat pad potena. Your lotus feet, they make it into pot. Pot means a boat. They make your lotus feet into a boat. They climb on this boat made of your lotus feet, and they cross this material world. And who has made these boats? It is said Mahat Kritena, the great Mahajans. They have said the great personalities, the great saintly personalities have said that the lotus feet of the Lord is the only worshipable thing. Lord's form is the only worshipable thing. In this way, by respecting this their form and not considering it mayamay or material, then they kurvanti govatspadam, they make this whole great ocean of nascence like a footprint, a hoof print of a baby cow. And it's not that they cross over alone. Themselves they cross over. They're also eager to take other people on the other side of this nascence, ocean of nascence. They're eager to help others to cross over also. The demigods are saying, text 31.
स्वयं तो पार करते ही हैं स्वयं समुद्रीय सुदुस्तरम दिमन भवा रणमम भीम मदभ्रसागरदा भवत पदाम भोरुहना वमत्र तैनिधाय जाता सदनुग्रहो भवान
स्वयं समुद्रीय
पार करता है
devotee is that who himself perfectly crosses
लेकिन
this very difficult ocean to cross
बहुत दया होती है स्नेह होता है दूसरे जीवों के लिए इसीलिए आज
and he is Abhadra Sahrida means Abhadra, the fallen souls. In their heart, they have a lot of daya and karuna for other living entities. Sahrida. And therefore, they go to Vaikuntha and they leave this boat behind for others to follow. They have a lot of mercy and a lot of affection towards other living entities who are fallen conditioned souls. They install or register the boat here on this end and they go to Vaikuntha. Others can also cross. They leave it on this end, the boat. So there may be a question, if they go to the other side, with this boat, how is it that they can leave the boat on this side? The meaning of them leaving the boat on this side of the ocean means that they establish the path of bhakti, establish the bhakti sampradaya in this world, just like Srila Prabhupada. And of course, to the Lord's Dham, and he established devotional society so that in the future the generations to come they can also cross over. question can be, if somebody climbs on this boat to go to the other side, the boat will be on the other side. How will he leave it on this side? Here, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary, he explains that boat is so transcendental that as soon as you climb on that boat, you cross over this material world. As soon as you climb over it, it is such a transcendental boat. Material world becomes this whole, as soon as you climb on this boat, this whole material world becomes like the hoof print of a calf. Even though this Bhavsagar, this material ocean, is apar, is almost unlimited, but just by climbing on this boat, one already is, he already crosses over as easily as crossing over a hoof print of a calf. That boat will remain here. You don't have to work very hard to row this boat. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna, by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you can
Hare Krishna, Krishna,
be delivered.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Great bliss, you can cross over. Otherwise, there are so many waves. You're walking towards the ocean and a wave hits you and you fall off on the land. There's so many waves. Constantly these waves are coming. Going and going and the waves come of lobha, of greed, and you get drowned. And then you're going and the wave, you will see a beautiful woman and you will drown in the lust, wave of lust. These are huge big fish in the ocean that can swallow someone. As the consciousness goes towards sense gratification, that means he is drowning in this ocean. Lust, anger, greed, waves of lust, anger, greed are like big fish, timingal, they can just swallow you up. As soon as your heart is attracted to the Supreme Lord, the world cannot do anything to you. The world will remain here. And if your heart is not in the world, that means the world has become like a hoof print of a calf for you. Whose heart is not in the material world, then he is already delivered to the other side. But the heart has to be absorbed somewhere. If it's not absorbed in the Lord, then it'll become absorbed in something of this world. So it's natural for the living entity that he loves, that he love the form of the Lord. That is the natural thing to do. He gets an asakti in the Lord, in Krishna, an attachment, then he can be delivered very easily. Then he will. Otherwise, the world is very attractive. Anywhere the heart can become stuck. Sometimes people say, compared with the previous days, now the world has become more attractive. The material world has become more attractive. But actually that is not true. Always the world was like this. Always. And those who become devotees, they become delivered from this world because they are not attracted to this world. For them it is said like this, just like there's an example. There was a king going somewhere, then he got some thorns stuck to his bottom of his feet. Thorns. So he told his minister, just cover up all the ground with something, the whole world. The whole ground should be covered up like we have covered with roads right now. He said, just cover up the whole world so there's no more thorns. So wherever I go, the thorns cannot hurt me in my feet. So the minister was very clever, very clever. So he made some very nice shoes for the king. So when the king asked him, so did you cover up all the land all over the earth? He said, yes, I did. So the king wore those shoes and he walked around, leather shoes, and he walked around and he saw the land. He said, where you covered the ground? It's exactly the same as before. There's things growing on the ground, there's thorns everywhere. So the minister said, please, you keep walking. Just keep walking. If the thorn pricks you in your foot, then you tell me. There is a nice covering on your foot. Even if there is thorn, what will the thorns go do to you? How will a thorn prick your foot? It will not prick. So the person in whose heart hari has come, his heart go to something else. Because he's millions of times more attractive. Shri Yamunacharya has said in his prayers that since my mind has become absorbed in Lord Shri Krishna, whenever I think of sex life, I feel like vomiting and I feel like spitting. This is how my heart has become. Before he was a king, he became a devotee. The mind or the heart can never be zero. If it's not with Krishna, it will be with the material world. That is definite. Those who say that the Supreme Lord is nirakar, impersonal, in their heart also there is always the material world. Hearts cannot be filled with nirakar. There was such a machine that you can take a picture of their mind or the heart, then all the secrets will become opened. But unfortunately, there is no such machine. Then you will know if the impersonalist minds and hearts are filled with nirakar or is filled of the world. They have these machines, x-ray, etc., that can take pictures of inside the body, but not the mind. Everyone is attached to the world. There's only two things you can be attached to Krishna or to the material world. There's no third thing. Gods are saying, those who become attached to your form and your roop, for them, this sansar sagar, this ocean of material nescence, become very easy to cross over. It's an ocean for other people, but for the devotees, it's a hoof print of a calf. Some little thing, this is bhakti. There are so many examples of devotees of this. Just like Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur used to chant 300,000 names every day.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So unka just phail gaya us lok mein.
So he became very famous in all directions.
Ek Ramchandra Khan naam ka vyakti unse bahut drog karne
laga. There was one Muslim called Ramchandra Khan.
Haridas Thakur Muslim vansh mein janma.
He was very envious of him.
Aane lage pranam karne lage. Haridas Thakur Muslim vansh mein janm liya.
Because many Brahmanas used to come and offer obeisances to Haridas Thakur. So this Ramchandra Khan wanted to... He wanted to give Haridas Thakur a bad name. Somehow I should do this. So in the world people would know that he's a cheater. So he told, his best prostitute, a very youthful and young prostitute, he said, if you can deviate him from his path of bhakti, I will give you a lot of wealth. So that Vaishya, that prostitute, she was very proud of her beauty, and she got all dressed up and made up, and she went to see Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was also a very young man. He was chanting japa. She arrived at night. And she sat down, and he was chanting. By chanting, the night passed. So in the morning she said, Haridas Thakur, I came to see you. You have to fulfill my desire. You're very attractive. I'm very attracted to you. He said, oh, my rounds are not finished. You please come back. So that poor girl, all night she was very fortunate that all night she heard the holy name from the lips of a pure devotee. She came the next day. So next day she offered obeisances to Tulsi Maharani, who was outside the little hut. And again she sat down, and she was trying to attract him by showing her limbs. She was trying to act in a very attractive way. And then again it became morning, and she said, again it's morning, I have been sitting here all night, you had promised me. And he said, what can I do? My rounds didn't finish. So how can the rounds finish? The next day's rounds have to be started as soon as this rounds finish. He didn't say go away. He said, sit down, you wait. So she went in the morning and she came again. And the third day she came, her heart was a little more purified. She offered obeisances to Tulsi Maharani, and she offered obeisances to Haridas Thakur, and she sat down. And again she was waiting all night. Heart started to change slowly. And she stayed. In the end, morning came, and by morning time her heart totally changed. And then she offered obeisances, and she was sobbing, and she said her story, I was sent by this. I am such a sinful person that I came to destroy such a great saintly person like you. My eyes are open. Give me Bhagavad Bhakti. Give me the happiness that you're experiencing. Haridas Thakur said, now listen, I knew that somebody had sent you, and I could have left the same day. I could have left my hut and left this place on the very first day. I stayed for two more days for you. And she was sobbing and crying. And Haridas Thakur gave her a set of japa mala and told him to chant the Maha Mantra. And he left. He told her to stay there, worship Tulsi and chant. And he left. It was news spread everywhere that prostitute, she became a Vaishnavi by the association of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur's glories increased hundreds of times. So this is the effect. She went to destroy Haridas Thakur, and she herself became a Vaishnavi. Katha is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is the effect of devotees. What the world will attract them. They're absorbed in such nectar, pleasure, that how can they leave? Krishna is called Grahi. He's like a graha, like when a bad planet catches somebody. So Krishna is like that. So Krishna catches his devotees in the same way. He gets inside their heart. Krishna is called graha. When he catches somebody, he will not let go. So this is what the demigods are saying, that one who becomes absorbed in your roop, in your form, this material world becomes like a hoof print of a calf for them. He himself crosses over and he establishes a boat in the form of a sampradaya for others to cross over. He does preaching. It's not that he does bhajan for himself. Sometimes people see the activities of our movement and they say, oh, these are all external activities like everybody else. Read these shlokas, they will understand. Just like we do bhajan for ourselves, we should make it available for others. We should facilitate for others. Just like this big hall is made here, Gauranga Hall, AC hall, so we can sit here and have this program. So to make this, whoever has donated their wealth, their brains, their labor, they are actually dear to Krishna. Because established this in the world, they have established this to give a chance to others to come here and hear Krishna Katha. This is also bhakti. This is not material activity. To build, to maintain, this is bhakti.
भवत पदाम्भो रुहना व मत्र निधाय जाता, आपके चरण कमल की नौका को यही स्थापित करके चले जाते.
They establish the boat of your lotus feet and they go away to the spiritual world. Because you are very merciful to the devotees. So if the devotees want to preach devotion, then you help them very much. This is your nature. Those who
इस तरह यह भक्ति मार्ग है. ज्ञान मार्ग में क्या हो आए तो भगवान ने सब तरह से उनको सफलता दिया. लोगों के हृदय में भगवान है, उन्होंने प्रेरित किया, बहुत से लोग आगे आए, पार भी हुआ.
What happens in ज्ञान मार्ग?
पहली बात यह है कि पार होता नहीं है. 99%
इवन इफ ही क्रॉसेस ओवर, first of all, generally they don't cross over. 99% they don't cross over. They fall. They fall due to a woman, wealth or something. And even if he does cross over, he goes alone, just for himself. He cannot help others. Only the path of bhakti is like this. The devotee himself crosses over and he helps everyone else also. He makes arrangements for others to follow also. For a long, long time, people continue to get delivered. And easily, he establishes a temple and establishes a deities. And thousands of people keep coming. Thousands of people come, they offer obeisances, they do service, they will be delivered. And printing of books distributing books, and then people read the pastimes of the Lord. This is called facilitating and establishing Bhakti Marg. Aryas, they establish Bhakti Sampradaya. And the demigods are glorifying this. In this world, the materialists, they see this preaching work as material activities. And Lord Brahma, etc., they're saying this is a gentleman's work. This is a devotee's work. This is an acharya's work. Janma sarthak kari karo, poro upakar. Themselves, they are delivered and they make arrangements for others to be delivered. Always we should do par upkar. Always we should be thinking how to do the best welfare activity for the others. Can benefit others by, just like we have a chance, we were given a chance, we should also give others a chance to engage in devotional service. To a child, to a woman, to an elderly person, everyone should be given a chance to do bhakti. Unless this bhakti marg is established, there is a sangha, association, there is a temple, how can they do bhakti? His books weren't there, could we have known about Krishna? These books were written, they were printed, composed. All this is establishing a sampradaya. We should be so obliged. We should be so obliged to those people who have given us this opportunity for devotional service. This is our dharma, our duty, that we continue to help in this movement. The Niti Shastras, they say, it says that the friendship to a devotee is like the shadow after the 12 noon time. The shadow keeps increasing as the sun goes down. This is how the friendship to a devotee is. The shadow keeps increasing after the noon time. And the friendship to a demoniac person is like the morning time. And the shadow in the morning is large, but as the noon time approaches, the shadow becomes smaller and smaller and smaller. By the time it's noon time, there is no more shadow. So the devotee's friendship is friendship from noon to evening, and the demoniac person's friendship is the friendship from morning to noon. Friendship to demoniac persons, every day it will decrease. And the friendship to devotees, every day it will increase. When we have helped him, he is our own, and we will do. We will keep doing and doing and doing. This is called affection. In one shlok, it is said that commentator says that the Sheshnag, he has the planet Earth in the universe on his one of his hood, so does he not feel the weight of the planet Earth? He says yes. And when Lord Kurma, the turtle incarnation, when he had placed the earth on his back, did he not feel the weight of the earth? There is. Does the sun god not feel the heat? He does. But what can they do for others' benefit? They tolerate it. Just like Shesh, Lord Shesh, he does not throw the earth off his hood. He is accepting, so he is accepting. Not that later on there is some in our relationship, little some fault is there, so we say, oh, we leave it, forget it. No. The devotees don't do like this. Whatever job you've taken, we have to go ahead with it and tolerate everything.